present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to another edition of...
They're invading the pitch.
Welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. It's the last in the series.
Aww.
So it's our last chance for some time to enjoy the wit and talent of the four men seated beside me. Oh, well. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. On my right, Bill Tidy and Willie Rushton. And for the last time this series, we're always sad to see the back of this lady. Would you welcome, please, our lovely scorer, Samantha. Let's start with a game of sounds peculiar. Teams, I'm going to play you some weird and wonderful noises, which I'd like you to identify. We're going to start with you, Graham. Here's your sound coming up now.
Yes, I've seen this.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I think that can only have been Nelly the Elephant practicing safe sex.
Okay.
Drunk and disorderly.
Willie, here's your sound.
Oh, yes.
I think that was John Major blocking emu.
Barry Cryer, a sound for you.
Go away, go away. Come on, boy, come on, boy. Here she comes.
One man and his log.
And finally, a sound for you,
could be
Bill
Tidy. The sounds of the elms, I suppose. Or the audience.
Here's one for sports fans. That was the sound of the bowling being opened at the Leeds Road end, Headingley, by Rackle Welch.
After that warm-up round, we're going to go on now to our improvised musical round. This is a very simple game, so I'm going to make things a bit more difficult, teams, by asking Colin Sell to play along with you. Teams, will you suggest a subject and a style for the other team to sing about? Graham and Barry, what would you like Bill and Willie to sing?
A madrigal, I think.
Yeah.
How about the Russian election? It's topical.
It won't be in July.
As I was walking down the street, I bumped into Boris Yeltsin.
I was hoping you wouldn't. He said, "We beat the communists, but we've let the bleeding Celts in."
The liberals now rule Russia, and I think that we've been had.
They've renamed Paddy Vostok, and it's Cyril Smith O'Grad.
Thank Okay, Bill and Willie, will you suggest a subject now and a style for Graham and Barry?
Well, we thought, because you had a birthday this year, it should be Hump's birthday, Madrigal.
Oh, right. Graham will go first.
Hump's birthday treat, it was to play the blues they call Bad Penny.
It was at the Irish Jazz Band Ball they hold in old Kilkenny.
Of my many memories, says Humph, it's my favorite of them all.
You'll always bring a smile to my lips if you say Kilkenny Ball.
Graham and Barry are the winners this week. But we'll carry on anyway. So this is a round entitled Kiss of Death. Themes, a date with a young lady can be fraught with difficulty. Personally, I'll never forget the time Samantha asked me round to her house.
Really? Forget it. Smoothie.
His lips gone.
And we know where.
Personally, I'll never forget the time Samantha asked me round to her house to help wax her Volvo. Can you suggest, teams, can you suggest what you might say at the end of an unsuccessful night out to ensure that the date is never repeated? Start with you, Willie.
Well, I assure you, your mother liked it.
I expect this is a whole new experience for you, train spotting.
Bill, air stewardesses really turn me on. Did you ever actually meet the Wright brothers?
Barry.
Your hair looks so natural, particularly the left nostril.
Well, that was a lovely evening, and with service included, that'll cost you 250 guineas.
I've just noticed your eyes match the spinach in your teeth.
This is fantastic. I've been looking for someone to teach my bulldog how to chew wasps.
I won first prize in a Robert Maxwell look-alike competition. Of course, I wouldn't have stood a chance if you'd entered.
Oh, it started to rain. Let's all shelter under you.
Don't apologize, love. The silent ones always are the worst, aren't they?
Okay. Here's my very favorite music round. Colin Sell's not in it. It's called Pick Up Song. Teams, I want you to sing along to some records which Samantha is about to play on my gramophone. After a few seconds, the music will drop out, and if on its return you're within three crotchets of the original, I'll eat my hat. Or I may award points. And what do points mean? This week's prize is this Flymo nose hair trimmer. Barry, will you sing along with Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. fragilistic, expialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
If you say it loud enough, you always so precocious. Supercalifragilistic, expialidocious. He traveled all around the world and everywhere he went. He'd use this word and all would say, there goes a clever gent. When dukes and maharajas passed the time of day with me, I'd say my special word and then they asked me out to tea. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Willie, will you sing along with... Will you sing along with I Won't Dance?
I won't dance.
Dance. Don't ask me. I won't dance. Don't ask me. I won't dance. Too slow, Frank. Madame with you. My heart won't let my feet do things that they should do. You know what? You're lovely. Ah, so what? You're lovely. Oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. Now, when you dance, you're charming and you're gentle.
When you dance,
you're slow. I was miles ahead of him, you see the matter? No idea. Still, Nancy Reagan slowed him down, I imagine.
Your turn, Graham Gardner. Will you sing along with Stayin' Alive?
I may need surgery for this. They started singing yet.
I don't know how you're going to get closer than that to win the round. I want you to sing along with Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you.
Take me down, Bill.
Strangers in the night. Two lonely people.
I told them they shouldn't have picked Frank Sinatra. Now, at this point in the show, I'm going to... hang on. Cut that out. Snip,
Strangers
snip, snip, snip.
In the night.
Cut that out. What are they doing at the back? Staying alive, I think.
Okay, teams, as this is the last show of the series, I thought I'd ask you to inspect your crystal balls and predict some of the events that might hit the headlines while we're off the air. Willie, will you start?
Mrs. Thatcher will return once more in triumph to number 10. And then remember, of course, she doesn't live there anymore.
Graham. Michael Jackson will marry himself and then discover he's incompatible.
Yes, Humph and Samantha will be linked by the tabloids.
The
controversy over those Dead Sea Scrolls, still kept in camera by the experts, will become even more highly charged when it's revealed that one of them has references to Zsa Zsa Gabor.
William then Quayle will be appointed U.S. ambassador to the Bermuda Triangle.
In October, John Major will go to the country on the grounds of a quiet weekend in rural Hertfordshire might do him some good.
I think that random drug tests on the West Indies cricket team will reveal that they're all hopelessly addicted to antifreeze.
And Madonna's dangerous bosom will receive a reprieve from the Home Secretary and will no longer have to be muzzled in public.
Nigel Kennedy will smash his Stradivarius on an amplifier and say, look at a grain on that.
Douglas Hurd will be muzzled and neutered.
Robert Maxwell will burst.
And it'll be a great year for Oliver Reed, according to old Moore's Armagnac.
Okay. Well, at this point in the show, we were going to have a display of scenes from the scriptures by the ladies of the Kilmarnock Over 50s Nudist Club. But instead, we're going to play a game of Mornington Crescent. Now, you'll recall that the last time we played this, the whole thing was reduced to a childish display of bad temper and even worse, sportsmanship. You all picked on Bill Tidy just because he doesn't understand the rules. I've never, honestly, never seen such behaviour, and I don't wish to see it repeated. Yes. I'm on total impartiality.
I was entirely on Bill's side. I mean, Tim didn't know the rules. You were actually the worst. I played with him for 17 years.
I remember saying afterwards, it was amazing that he was so rude to him, considering you're on the same side. But,
I think I've got it.
Nobody pays any attention to the chairman.
What did you say? Sorry.
Well, if there's any trouble at all this time, the guilty person will find himself under arrest and forced to spend the night in a cell. I've self-censored the last line. Right, now who's going to start? I think you, Graham Garden, start.
Well, as it's Bill, a nice easy one. Oxford Circus.
Berners Street.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's not bad, is it? Really?
Excellent. Excellent.
Street. Watling Street.
Ah. Yeah. Yes, all right. Euston Road, yeah. No.
Oh, damn.
No, shut up. Worse than Tim.
Willie.
Sorry.
Fairlop.
Pardon?
Oh. Yeah.
Fairlop.
It's an old ploy of his. He gets it nowhere.
Vauxhall Bridge Road.
Swakeley's Road.
Greek Street.
Cricklewood Broadway.
Go for it. Go for it. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on.
Shooter's Hill.
Oh.
Mornington Crescent.
Yep.
Oh, Bill. Continue your drop.
We're going to play another quick round of that, and please let Bill win. Okay, you start, Bill.
Shooter's Hill.
Carry on, Bill.
Campion Street.
Come on, Bill.
Mornington Avenue. Mornington Drive. Mornington Crescent.
Ha!
It's all so
funny. Unfortunately, there was a breach of the rules in there. So I'm going to have to disqualify you, and we're going to go on to the next round, which is this. Going on to the singing relay, our final musical round of the series. Teams, will you sing a well-known song of my choice, but each singing alternate words? To play this game, you have to be musical, talented, and awake. Well, I suppose one out of three isn't bad. I'm pleased to say that you'll be accompanied for the last time. That's the bit I'm pleased about. By Colin Sell. I wish you can do that. only holds up a show. Bill and Willie, you're going to start. Will you sing alternate words to A, You're Adorable?
A,
you're
adorable.
B,
you're
so
beautiful.
C,
you're
a
cutie
full of charms.
D,
you're
a
darling.
And
E,
you're
exciting.
And
F,
you're
a
feather
in
my
arms.
G,
you
look
good
to
me.
H,
you're
so
heavenly.
I,
you're
the
one
I
idolize.
J,
we're
like
Jack
and
Jill.
K,
you're
so
kissable.
L
is
the
love
lies
in
your
eyes.
M,
N,
O,
P,
we
could
go
on
all
day.
Q,
R,
S,
T,
alphabetically
speaking,
you're
okay. You
made
my
life
complete.
Me,
me,
you're
very
sweet.
Double
U,
X,
Y,
Z.
It's
fun
to
wander
through
the
alphabet
with
you.
To
tell
you
what
you
mean
to me.
But you sang okay as two words.
Yes. From the French, okay to the key is where it comes from. As cotton bales passed, they used to say okay or back where it came from, because we don't like the look of it. Thank you very much. En français, of course. Anyway, that's a useless bit of information for you.
Graham and Barry, will you sing... Listen, I hate this. People nowadays talk about alternate words. Alternate words means something quite different. It's not. It's wrong. Whoever wrote this script is wrong. It's not alternate roads. It isn't alternate words at all. It's alternative words.
Alternative.
Yes. Do you agree with me, Barry?
I mean,
this is meant to be a literary program.
If it was alternative words, it'd be words,
words
on the page.
Well, we could sing different words.
Yes.
We would have sung A, you're altruistic. B, you're a bugbear. They would have been alternative words.
Yes, don't go any further, Will.
See you for a drink afterwards.
Graham and Barry, will you sing alternate words to boiled beef and carrots?
When I was
a
nipper, only
6 months
old,
my
mother
and
my
father
too.
They
didn't
know
what
to
wean
me
on.
They
were
both
in
a
dreadful
stew.
They
thought
of
tripe,
and
they
thought
of
steak,
or
a
little
bit
of
cold
cod's
roe.
I said. I was doing the alternative version.
Yes.
Said.
Pop
round
to
the
old
cook
shop.
I
know
what'll
make
me
grow.
A
boiled
beef
and
carrots.
Boiled
beef
and
carrots.
That's
the
stuff
for
your
Darby
Kell.
Makes
you
fat
and
it keeps
you
well.
Don't
live
like
vegetarians
on
food
they
give
to
parrots.
From
morn
till
night,
blow
out
your
kite
on
boiled
beef
and
carrots.
Listeners, as you probably noticed, we haven't been keeping the score week by week. We've got an accumulative score, which has been mounting up over the entire series. Anyway, that's nearly it for this week. But before Samantha and I go off to check my luggage, we've just time for a few limericks. We're going to start with you, Bill. Here's your first line. While thumbing my way through the sun...
You see this coming, can't you? On thumbing my way through the sun... On page 3 was an old topless nun.
Since Murdoch found God,
his behaviour's quite odd.
But as he says, it's all good, clean fun.
Bill? Graham, here's your first line. While reading The Exchange and Mart,
while reading The Exchange and Mart, a terrible noise made me start.
But I didn't worry.
It was only Pete Murray.
And with him, it's not rude, it's an art.
Willie, here's a first line. Here's your first line, Willie. While leafing my way through the Times.
While leafing my way through the Times, I read the bizarrest of crimes.
It appears in Rangoon
a man sued a baboon.
Not funny, but be fair, it rhymes.
And finally, one for you, Barry. I saw in this morning's express...
I saw in this morning's express... Princess Di in a transparent dress.
Oh, is that the royal show?
Prince Charles shouted, no! But the man from Del Monte said, yeah!
And ladies and gentlemen, the overall winner is Bill Tidy. Well, that's it. That's it for this week and for this series, but before we go, we've had literally hundreds of letters over the years from listeners asking about the rules of Mornington Crescent. It does seem that one or two of you haven't grasped the basic rules. So as a special end to the series, I'm going to repeat once and for all the three simple rules for playing Mornington Crescent. Firstly, when you... And unless I adjudicate otherwise, he's the winner. And it's as simple as that. Well, that's all. That's all for this series. So until next time, from all of us, goodbye.
Graham Garden, Woody Rushton and Bill Tidy were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Joan Magnusson.
Well, I'm so sorry for any interference that you might have experienced towards the end of that programme, but I'm sorry, I haven't a clue how you play Mornington Crescent either.